Have you ever heard of circular thinking? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. That's thinking that takes you around in circles. It is thinking that is going nowhere, and you end up where you started. Ferris wheel thinking, merry-go-round thinking, you get off in the same place you got on. Here's circular thinking for you. The more I have, the less time I have to enjoy it. The more I see, the more I want. The more I try to get, the more I try to have, the more I have, the less satisfied I am. The more I see, the more I want. The more I want, the more I try to get. The more I try to get, the more I have. And the more I have, the less time I have to enjoy it. Oh, that's circular thinking. Mary Fizer, in her book, The Shelter of Each Other, concludes with more, we are bored. With more information, we experience less pleasure. In a culture focused on feelings, she says, people grow emotionally numb. With more time-saving devices, we still have less time. And with more books, there are fewer readers. We hunger for values, community, and something greater to dedicate ourselves. Yet, we don't come to church. We long for connection, yet we find ourselves isolated from each other. So rather than talk to each other, we'll watch television alone in separate rooms in the same house. Rather than go out to a dinner and a movie, we stay home and watch the movie by ourselves. Rather than talk to people face to face for a minute or two, guess what? We talk to people we cannot see and do not even know for hours on the internet. Our pursuit of happiness has led us away from where we really want to go, in the opposite direction, filled with ironies and contradiction. Pfeiffer calls it a crisis of meaning. Others will say that our pursuit of happiness has created a culture of consumption that is leading us towards profound disappointment. That's how you end up with more, less satisfied, less time to enjoy it, still trying to get more. It has manifested itself in the faith tradition as confusing God or turning God into Santa Claus, who makes a list and checks it twice and trying to find out who's faithful or not. Or thinking of God as a genie in a bottle, ready to grant our very wishes. Have we lost our way? In the book of Revelation, in one of the letters to the seven churches, it says, "Return to your first love." Maybe that's what we need to do. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.